If Democrats are to put up a fight against Judge Roberts, they'll have to take a stand in the Judiciary Committee, where the confirmation hearings will take place. And the top Democrat on that committee is Patrick Leahy of Vermont. He joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
As we just heard in David Wellness' piece, there seems to be some agreement that Judge Roberts is certainly conservative, also well-liked, and even brilliant. What do you know about him, and what do you want to know?
Well, I think what I'll want to know is more about him than I did when he was up for confirmation to the Circuit Court of Appeals. As you know, when you're going to be on Court of Appeals or on the district courts, you're really bound to follow whatever the law is that the Supreme Court sets down. When you're on the Supreme Court, of course, it's a totally different ballgame. You can change that law, and as we know, we have probably the most activist Supreme Court in my lifetime. The Supreme Court has knocked down legislation over and over again, violence against women's, prior to the Disability Act, things like this, being extremely activist. And I think that the questions of Judge Roberts will he fall in that mold? Will he fall in the mold of a Clarence Thomas or Antonin Scalia, one who is perfectly willing to create their own law and set aside laws as passed by the Congress? And that's really the area of the questions he'll be asked.
How much of a role should ideology play in the questioning of the nominee? I mean, this has come up ever since there's been a vacancy. Should Judge Roberts have to answer questions about specific cases that he's ruled on in the past or cases he might hear in the future?
Well, we're not going to ask him about a specific case. We're not going to say that, you know, the case of Smith versus Jones, which is going to be on the calendar next year, how are you going to vote on it? But questions of basic ideology will be probed. Republicans have said that in the past, that those are areas of fair game when it's been a Democratic nominee. And I think whether it's a Democrat or Republican, should be willing to ask those questions. After all, the Supreme Court is there for all 280 million Americans. It is the final check and balance in our system, and it is not a Supreme Court for just Republicans or just Democrats. It's a Supreme Court for everybody. It's the ultimate protector of our rights. And so ideology is a legitimate question. Of course, every senator has to make up his or her mind based on what they hear. I'll meet with Judge Roberts today. I'll have some preliminary questions. I suspect during August I may have further questions I may call him and ask him about, but ultimately the hearing that Senator Specter and I will have with the Judiciary Committee will determine how we feel about him.
And Senator Leahy, do you see a scenario where Democrats might filibuster this particular nominee?
I don't think we ever came in with the idea that that's our first only choice. When the president called me last night to talk with me about Judge Roberts and to say he was going to nominate him, we talked about the fact that in our discussions that has never been the opening gambit of Democrats. What I wanted to do is have a full and thorough hearing. I told the president that I hoped that he would urge Judge Roberts answer questions openly. I intended to, and then we'll make up our mind based on that.
Senator Patrick Leahy is the top Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.